with regard to Lesford, it's obvious that the agency is much, much needed for transformation and for access to higher education in the country, because a lot of people cannot afford. But however, we have seen that there's been challenges, particularly when it comes to what they call the missing middle. These are people that fall out of that bracket of 350,000 or 320,000 of people who, and in between that, they can afford, but they cannot afford. So there's been quite a lot of challenges in terms of implementing that section. And also we've seen that there's been a bit of management issues and governance issues at NESFAS with allegations of corruption and the like. So our view is that NESFAS is very much, much needed to ensure that poor young people can access higher education. However, the way that we have ran NESFAS does not inspire confidence, and there should definitely be some changes there and tightening of certain systems.
What do you propose should be done as a short-term measure, working into your medium-term goals versus the long-term goals, to ensure that the NESFAS model, you know, does become sort of sufficient in terms of sustainability? What do you propose?
So we think that, like, there should be a start with the basics. The basics, for example, dealing with all historical appeals, because there are young people out there that have applied for NESFAS, but they don't know what the state of their applications are. We deal with the administrative backlog that's there. And also in the short term, we know that the CEO of NESFAS at the moment is an acting CEO. We also deal with the governance structure. We ensure that NESFAS has a credible board, a credible leadership team, and also a fully resourced with a human capital, human resource that it needs, so that it can be rolled out effectively. And then in the long term, NESFAS should engage South Africans, young South Africans across, and other civil society partners, to really understand if the model is working, sort of do a review of if the model is working and what can be improved, because it's not decisions that can be taken by NESFAS alone. There has to be a whole societal approach to ensure that whatever changes are there, they reflect the needs of young people on the ground.
Let's look in terms of criteria, eligibility. Do you think that there are gaps in there that are excluding some students?
Like I mentioned, the issue with the missing middle, there are people that NESFAS would say that they afford. However, these people do not afford, because me and you know that if we both earn 10 rand, and we have different responsibilities, our 10 rand will not go far the same. If you maybe are taking care of your sister's kid, we have this thing called black tax in South Africa. But like, it just means that like other people have other financial responsibilities that others do not have. You know, being a very diverse country in terms of class, race, and other things. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. So there should definitely be a relook of the criterion, and also just make sure that it reflects the needs of South Africans and the needs of young people coming from different spaces.
Yeah. Now, here's the one thing that I'm sure you've touched on this as well, but I just wanted to recap, you know, in terms of those who have perhaps under the current model of NESFAS, you know, have we seen people perhaps, or you know of people or learners who have dropped out because of the challenges that they are facing with NESFAS?
Yes. In our work as Youth Capital earlier this year, we ran a survey. And also we did a roadshow where we're going to different TVETs and universities where we're talking with them. And just going back on eligibility and criteria, the TVET students are saying that they think that NESFAS is treating them as second-class students compared to the students who are in universities. That, for example, you find that a student is living in town, in the same town where there's a university, but they're at a TVET, but they're given less money for... they're given a less... living allowances, that's accommodation, groceries, and the like. So some students have said that because they don't know the state of their application, and you cannot stay. Maybe you're from Venda and you find yourself in Cape Town and you don't know what the state of your application is. You end up going back home, and then some went back home and were contacted much later, but some have never really known what the outcome is. And some just really end up not even applying because they're frustrated because of the inefficiencies that are there in terms of administration.